It is good to be with you again today.
今天能跟大家在一起真是很好。
I'm sorry my wife, Colleen, cannot be here.
我太太今天不能来真是很抱歉。
She was extended a very wonderful privilege and opportunity.
她有一个很好的机会。
At the college at which she works, they have a celebration of the seniors graduating and the leadership of that class.
她有机会在她自己学院之中中间有一个有一个班是中间做领袖班的他们正好要毕业她有机会过去演讲。
Not only the leadership, but the families of all the students also come.
不仅是这个领袖班的学生而且他们的家人都来。
And they gather at the very beautiful Sheraton Hotel in Dover.
他们在 Dover 那个地方就 Sheraton 旅馆那边。
They usually bring in some speaker to address the group, speak to the group.
他们一般总是请一些讲员来跟这些人讲话。
But the leadership of the student body asked Colleen.If she would speak this afternoon,
这个领袖班的学生自己来问 Colleen 就问我太太，她能不能今天下午来讲
？So in just about another hour, she'll be gathering with the families and with the students for this very auspicious occasion.
当一个小时之后，她就会跟这些学生还有她的家人就会聚在一起，这么美好的时刻。
She's sorry she can't be here, but she gave me my chopsticks.And she said, "You go and have a good dinner."
她说是，她很抱歉，她不能来，但是她给了我这一对筷子，说你去好好吃饭。
I always bring these with me because you don't provide them.
我就常常得自己带我的筷子，因为你们不给筷子用。
I want you to take the worship program and hold it.In front of you.
请大家把自己的我们的这个敬拜表拿着。
Looking at the worship program, you will see at the end of the service is the benediction.
来看我们这个主日程序表，看到最后你可以看到中间有祝祷。
And then the verses of the week.Are the benediction found in the book of Hebrews?
这个礼拜的经文，这个每周经句是在希伯来书所看到的祝祷。
I'm going to read this first in English, and if you speak English, read it with me.
我先用英文讲，所以你们要是讲英文的，能读英文，跟我一块来读。
Together. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant,Brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And now, in the Chinese.
我们现在用中文来一块读，请大家一起来读哈，一二三，请。但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Bow with me for just a moment of prayer, please.
我们来一同低头祷告。
For our understanding, O God, we need the Holy Spirit.
我们若想理解主啊，我们需要圣灵。
We do not need to just gather facts with our mind.
我们不需要仅仅用我们的思想来收集一些事实。
We need to take hold of the truth that's revealed by the Holy Spirit with our hearts.
我们要紧紧抓住，因为圣灵所向我们启示的这个真理在我们心中。
To this end, we commit ourselves to you through Christ our Lord.
因此，我们就把我们一切来献给我们的主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
What is a benediction?
祝祷是什么
？Every Sunday. that I'm here, I pronounce a benediction at the conclusion of the service.
每个主日当我在的时候，我都会在敬拜结束之后就给祝祷。
Where does this come from?
祝祷是从哪儿来？
Well, the benediction has been the conclusion of worship for several thousand years.
数千年来祝祷总是最后以我们敬拜最后来做结束。
In the temple, the people were always dismissed with a blessing from the priest.
在圣殿里，人们总是当他们最后离开的时候，这个祭司都会来给他们一个祝福。
The priests that pronounced the blessing were from the Aaron's tribe.
这个来做祝福的祭司是从亚伦的他这个部落而来。
But that blessing at the conclusion of the worship.Continued right into the New Testament.
在这个敬拜之后的祝福一直进到新约。
Many of Paul's letters conclude with a benediction.
保罗的很多信最后都是以祝祷作为结束。
The benediction, you see, is a declaration or request for the blessing of God.
祝祷实际上是一种宣告，或者说是一种要求，来请求上帝祝福。
So when I give the benediction, I'm asking God to send you with His blessings.
当我给祝祷的时候，我是来请求上帝来给你这样的祝福，来差派你。
There are two benedictions that are very familiar in the church today.
在今天的教会有两个祝祷是大家非常熟悉的。
The one is found in the sixth chapter of Numbers.
第一个是在民数记第六章。
Verse 24 through 26.
24到26节。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
愿耶和华的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你 shalom.
You've heard me.Pronounce that benediction many times.
你已经听到我给你们祝祷很多次。
If we go into the New Testament in the second, the letter to the church at Corinth, second letter, Paul gives us another familiar benediction.
在新约中间，在哥林多后书第十三章，保罗又给了另外一个有名的祝祷。
Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
The love of God,
愿神的慈爱
the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的感动
be with you now and always.
常与你们众人同在
This morning, I want us to take a few minutes to look at the blessings that you take with you because of the benediction.
今早上我特别想花一些时间来让大家一块儿经过祝祷这所有你所要带走的祝福。
If you're a follower of Jesus Christ today, I hope you will rejoice in these blessings that are yours.
如果你是耶稣基督的追随者，是他的门徒，我就巴不得你能够因着耶稣基督所给的这个祝福，给你的祝福，你能够欢喜快乐。
We're going to look at the benediction in Hebrews that is at the bottom of your worship program.
我们想先看用这些祝福用希伯来语在你自己的
This benediction begins by reminding us that He is the God of peace.
这个祝福首先提醒我们他是赐平安的神。
And so we pray for you as you go.That you take the peace of God with you.
当你离开的时候，我们为你祷告，你可以带着主的平安而走。
Now you may have noticed that when I pronounce the benediction, I seldom use the word peace.
你可能注意到，当我来祝祷的时候，我很少用平安这个字。
I use the word from the original language of the Old Testament.Shalom.
我用的是这原文旧约的原文这个字 ，shalom.
And the reason I do that is because shalom means much more than peace.
原因我为什么这样做的原因是因为 shalom 远远超过平安这个中间的含义。
The shalom of God is the health and wholeness that God desires for each of you.
上帝的 shalom 是为 对我们所有人所期待的所要给的健康还有这个完全。
You need to understand that the peace of God is not just absence of conflict.
你要记着上帝的平安不是仅仅没有任何矛盾冲突。
It's so easy to get the idea that being peaceful is simply being quiet and passive.
我们常常会有这种概念当我们说到我们平安好像就是非常的安静非常的被动。
That's not what the Bible speaks of when it talks of peace.
当圣经说到平安的时候不是这个意思。
When it talks about peace, it is talking about what God gives you to fill your troubled heart.
当上帝圣经说到平安的时候是说当你自己心中非常慌乱的时候上帝给你什么
And to restore you to wholeness.
来重建你让你能够完全。
This is why in John 14, verse 27, Jesus says,My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives you peace.
这就为什么在约翰福音十四章二十七节，主耶稣说：“我所赐给你们的平安，不像世人所赐的。”
The peace that the world knows is the absence of conflict.
这个世界上所知道的平安就是没有冲突。
It comes because there's a negotiated settlement between two people.Or two groups of people.
就好像是在两个人或者两群人之间所商讨好的这样的决定，这样的决定。
But because that peace is based on human agreement, it is never permanent.
因为这样的平安好像是人跟人之间的一个协同，所以它永远不能够永存。
So Jesus says, "The peace I give you is not like the world gives."
所以耶稣说，我留下平安给你们，我所赐给你们不像这个世人所赐的。
The peace of God is permanent.
上帝的平安是永远的。
It's eternal.
是永恒的。
Because it is God Himself.
因为这是上帝自己。
In Romans the 15th chapter, Paul says, "May God fill you with His joy." And peace.
在罗马书第十五章十三节，保罗如此说：“愿赐盼望的上帝。”
You see, the peace of God is something that fills you.
他说：“上帝来充满你，把他喜乐平安充满你的心。平安，是上帝充满你。”
In Ephesians the second chapter, he says, "Jesus is our peace."
在以弗所书第二章十四节，他说到耶稣是我们的平安。
This peace that God gives is the very person of Christ living in you.
上帝所要给的平安就是耶稣基督的本人住在我们里边。
You say, well, I don't quite understand that.
你说我不太理解这什么意思。
That's a difficult idea to get a hold of.
这个是一个比较难理解的这种概念。
You're right.
你确实是对的，你这样看是对的。
Paul refers to it as the peace that passes all understanding.
保罗把他认为这是超过人所能了解的、出人意外的平安。
It is a peace that comes when God is present in the midst of the storms of life.
这是当我们自己生命中有大风暴的时候，上帝就在我们中间。
Many of us here have been influenced by the writing of Rick Warren, the pastor of the large Saddleback Church in California.
我们中间有很多人都读过 Rick Warren 这个牧师的他的书，在加州的一位牧师。
Many of you have probably heard that Rick Warren's young son Matthew committed suicide the day before yesterday.
你们中间很多人都知道前天 Rick Warren 的 最小的儿子刚刚 有 自杀
Can you imagine the pain that Rick and his wife are experiencing at the death suicidal death of their son
你有没有办法想象的出来 Rick 还有他自己的太太在此时此刻因为儿子的自杀他们所经历的那样痛苦
But there's an evangelist in Southern California by the name of Greg Laurie
在加州在南加州有一个传道人叫 Greg Laurie
Some of you may be familiar with Greg Laurie
你们中间可能很多人知道他熟悉他
His son was killed 2 years ago in an automobile accident.
2年前，他的儿子因为车开车有事故死去。
Greg Laurie wrote to Rick Warren this week.
Greg Laurie 这位牧师就写给 Rick Warren 那个牧师。
He said the death of our sons was very different.
他说到我们儿子，我们两个双方儿子的死亡的原因不太一样。
But we're both experiencing the pain of our loss.
但是我们都在经历这个失去的这样的痛苦。
But inside, we have the peace of God.
但是在我们内心之中，我们有上帝的平安。
That's not the kind of peace the world gives.
这不是这个世界所能给我们的平安。
It's the peace that comes when Jesus Christ rules and reigns within.
这是当耶稣基督在我们生命掌权，在我们心中掌权。
So in the first chapter of Colossians, Paul says, "Let the peace of God rule, control your life."
在哥罗西书第三章，保罗说，你们要让基督所赐的平安在你们心里做主。
So when you leave this place today, having been blessed, you will go with the peace of God within.
今天当你离开这个地方的时候，你就知道，因为你们蒙着祝福，你们有上帝的平安在你们心中。
And then this blessing, this benediction talks of the blood of the new covenant in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但这个中间又谈到这个地方，这个祝祷之间，在耶稣基督的宝血，他所建立给我们的，他所给我们的立下的约。
Now, you've probably heard teaching or preaching about the covenant.
我想你们都听过约的这样的讲道。
A covenant is an agreement made between two people.
一个约是两个人之间所达成的协议。
Or maybe between two families.
或者是两个家庭。
Or between two tribes.
两个部落。
But the covenant says, you and I have an agreement.
但这个约就是说你和我之间是有约定的。
And we both commit ourselves to that agreement forever.
我们双方都来守这个约，永远远远守这个约。
I was a little boy, that's a lot of years ago.
我小的时候，那是很多年很多年之前。
I grew up on the streets of Camden across the river from Philadelphia.
我在费城这个河那边的 Camden 这个城市长大。
All of us children were the children of people who had come from Italy to this country.
那中间有很多从意大利来到这个国家的人住在那边。
And we would always swear our confident faith to each other.
我们常常就是把我们彼此之间的这样的信心来这样子来宣告。
And I can remember we would take a pin and make blood come out on the finger.
我记得我经常是拿一个针把我的手上扎一扎，然后就出血。
And my buddies would all do the same thing.
然后我那帮朋友也做一样的事情。
They would put our fingers together.And exchange the blood, and that meant we are soul brothers.
然后我们就彼此把这个手对在一起，然后我们的血就互相流，然后我们就变成灵魂的弟兄们。
Forever.
永永远远。
Except one of those fellows is serving time in prison.
结果只有一个，他后来他进了监狱。
And another one who always sat next to me in school because of his last name was shot in a mafia raid by the Cooper River in Camden.
然后还有一个是总是坐在我旁边，因为我们两个的姓都是一样的，结果就被那些黑帮在 Camden 旁边那个河那边就被打死掉。
So our covenant didn't last too long.
所以我们的约没有多长时间就完了。
But you see, the covenant of God is different than the human covenant.
但你知道上帝的约跟我们人的约是不同的。
As boys, we were all on the same level making that blood covenant.
做小孩子的时候，我们都是大家都是一样的。我们当我们来立那个血约的时候
，But I'm not on the same level with God.
但我们跟上帝不是在同样的一个地方。
But He comes to me in grace.
他带着恩典来到我这里。
And in His grace, He offers a relationship on the basis of your obedience to Him.
在因为他这个恩典，他因着我们对于他的顺服，他就给我们一个这样的关系。
So you go back into the Old Testament and you'll find the covenant that God made with Noah.
当你回到旧约的时候，你就看到当上帝跟挪亚他所立的约。
And there was a covenant that God made with Abraham.
上帝跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And He made a covenant with the children of Israel.
还跟以色列的子民所立的约。
He made a covenant with David.
还有跟大卫所立的约。
But all of these covenants were somewhat limited.
所有这些约都是有限的。
Because on the one hand, they were dependent on people being obedient to God.
其中一方他是这依靠，就是说建立在人要对上帝能够顺服。
And on the other hand, they were dependent on the priest making the sacrifice yearly for the sins of the people.
另外一方面，这个祭司要每年能为人民的罪来献祭。
But now Jesus comes.
但现在耶稣基督来了。
And there is a new covenant.
就有了新约。
When I handed the bread and the cup to you, I said, "This is my blood of the new covenant."
当我刚才分饼和杯的时候，我说到，这是我的血为新约所流的。
Hebrews says the priest had to go and offer blood for his own sin and then for the sins of the people.
希伯来书说到，这个祭司每年他要不仅是要为自己来献祭、来献血，还有为这人类、为这些人民来献祭。
And he had to continually do that.
他要不停止的这样做。
But when Jesus shed his blood, it was the beginning of the eternal covenant.
当耶稣来献他的血的时候，这就是永恒的约，就这样子来定。
There needs to be no further shedding of the blood.
就不需要再流血了。
We need no priest.
我们不需要祭司。
Our high priest, according to Hebrews, is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的大祭司，因着这个希伯来书主此说是耶稣基督。
And He established a covenant which is for eternity.
他所立的约是永恒的。
You see, he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and others.
他是旧约中间所有这些以赛亚、耶利米，还有其他所有先知他们所预言的这样的约的完成。
They all looked for that time when the laws would no longer be written on stone.But they would be written on the flesh of our hearts.
他们都在盼望着那个时刻，当上帝的律法不再写在石头上，而是写在我们的心上。
And every person would have a right relationship with God.
每一个人都跟上帝有对的关系。
Their anticipation of the coming of the Messiah.
他们在盼望着弥赛亚的到来。
So John the Baptist introduced Jesus to the people.
所以施洗约翰就向人来这样子介绍耶稣基督。
You remember what John the Baptist said?
你记不记得施洗约翰是怎么说的？
Say it out loud with me. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
来看了上帝的羔羊要带走世界的罪。
This is the eternal covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ.
这就是永恒的约，借着耶稣的宝血所立的。
Through His blood on the cross, He provides the way for you to be cleansed from every sin.
他在十字架上的宝血就使得我们洗净我们一切的罪。
And through the resurrection, He seals the assurance of that blood covenant.
因着他的复活，他就给我们他那个血因血所立的约的这样的一个确据。
Because when Jesus rose from the dead, He revealed that the death was not the death of a martyr, it was the death of the Lamb of God.
当耶稣复活的时候，他就来彰显这个他的那个死不是一个殉道者的死，而是上帝的羔羊的死。
And it is that when you go today, you go with the blessing of God's peace.
今天当你离开的时候，你是带着上帝的平安而走。
And you go with the assurance that the blood of Christ has sealed for you eternal life.
你也是带着这样的一个确据，耶稣基督的宝血为你定下了永恒的生命。
And then he says, that great shepherd, the great shepherd Jesus brought back from the dead.
然后他又说到那群羊的大牧人，也就是我们主耶稣基督，上帝把他带回来。
Now probably all of you know the 23rd Psalm.
你们中间可能都知道诗篇第二十三篇。
We even sang it this morning.
我们今天早上也在唱这首歌。
Over the years as a pastor, I would go to the mission once a month to preach.
在过去我做传道人的时候，我会到一个地方，是每个月要去一次去讲道。
Before the people were allowed to have their dinner, they had to come to a worship service.
当那些人要来吃饭之前，他首先呢就一定要来参加敬拜。
Worship service only lasted about 30 minutes.
敬拜只有30分钟。
Many of them were drunk.
很多人都是醉酒的。
Some were still high on drugs.
有些人还因为刚刚吸了毒，还非常高亢。
These were people from off the streets of Chester.
这是在 Chester 那个地区，在街上的这帮人。
But there was a strange and unusual phenomenon that happened.
这中间就有一个很奇怪的事情在发生。
I would say, I am going to read the 23rd Psalm.
我就说我要准备来读诗篇二十三篇。
And if you remember it, say it with me.
如果你记得，就跟我一块来读。
And I would look around at some of these men who could hardly hold their head up, but they were saying the 23rd Psalm with me out.
我看着那帮人，他们很多人今天有些人头都没法抬起来，都能跟我一块来说诗篇二十三篇。
It's amazing how they will remember that.
真是他们能够记得诗篇二十三篇，实在是很奇妙。
Because as little children growing up, they were taught, "The Lord is your shepherd."
因为他在从小到大的时候，他们就被教导，耶和华是我的牧者。
But somewhere along the way, they wandered from the fold.
但是在他们人生的道路上，不知道在什么地方，他们就离开了主。
But he is your shepherd, the great shepherd.
但是他是你的牧者，这伟大的群羊的大牧人。
He is the one who provides for us that we might be fed.
他是供给我们的，所以我们能够被喂养。
Not just in our body, but in our soul and our mind.
不仅是我们的身体，而且我们的灵魂，我们的思想。
He is the shepherd who protects us from the wild animals.
他是这样的一个牧人，可以保护我们不受野兽的攻击。
Well, you say there are no wild animals out here.
你说这边好像没有野兽啊。
My friends, you and I every day do battle with the devil and his demons.
所以朋友，每天我们就在跟这种邪恶的来这样子征战。
And the shepherd is there to protect us.
牧人就在那里来保护我们。
That blood that he shed covers us.
他的血就能够遮盖我们。
Even the shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
这个牧人为他的羊而舍命。
And the shepherd disciplines so that we may grow.
这牧人来管教我们，所以我们可以成长。
One of the most difficult verses in the 23rd Psalm.
在二十三章诗篇二十三章最难的一个经文。
Thy rod and thy staff.They comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You know what the rod was for?
你知道这个杖是干嘛的吗？
I don't have much pleasure or comfort in being spanked.
当有人打我的时候，我不会有很多的安慰。
But Hebrews reminds us that if you're not disciplined, you're not a child of God.
但希伯来书是这样子讲，如果你没有被管教，你就不是神的。
And there's comfort in knowing that the shepherd is going to not only protect us, but teach us how to be good sheep.
我们中间有安慰，知道，因为知道我们的牧羊人不仅是来保护我们，而且来教导我们。
And I love this. Listen. He says the shepherd will go and look for the one that has wandered away.
我非常喜欢这样一句话，他说到牧羊人就会去找，去寻找那个失落的羊。
He will leave the 99 to go find the one who has gone away from the fold.
他会离开那99只羊，把他留下来去找那有一个失落的羊。
Peter says he is the shepherd and the overseer of our soul.
彼得说他是我们的灵魂的牧人和监督。
And he says when that great shepherd appears, for he's coming again, you will receive the crown of glory.
他说到当大牧人显现的时候，我们必得到那永不衰残荣耀的冠冕。
So, when you receive the blessing today, you'll go with the peace of God.
当你今天离开的时候，当你收到祝祷的时候，你是带着神的平安而走。
You will go with a confidence that the covenant is eternal and you belong to him.
你也带着这样的信心而走，因为你这个约是永恒的，你属于他。
You will go knowing that the shepherd, the great shepherd, is caring for you and is with you.
当你离开的时候，你也同样的知道这一个大牧人，这个最大的牧人，他实在是关怀你。
I gotta take time for one more thing.
我想再讲一条。
There are five more.
一共五个
but we're not going to do five.
但我们不打算讲五个，我们只打再多一个。
He says he will equip you for every good work.
他说他会在各样善事上成全你们。
You see, wherever the finger of God points, his hand will make a way.
当神的指头指向的地方，他的手必定来提供这条道路。
Every time I get on that big airplane,
每次当我爬上飞机的时候
and this will be happening two or three times a year now.
现在它差不多每年都有两三次
I fly from here to London, England.
我从这边飞到伦敦，英国
I wait a few hours and get on another plane.
再等几个小时，然后再登上另外一个飞机
I fly from London to New Delhi, India.
在从伦敦再飞到印度的新德里。
I get off of the plane and wait a few hours, and then I fly two more hours to a remote city in the northeast.
然后我就再停下来，再等几个小时，然后再飞两个小时，再换一个飞机飞两个小时，到一个很北部的一个边远的一个城市。
And I say, God, how am I going to pay for this?
我就问主。我神呐、啊，我怎么来付钱
？I'm going to be 81. God, where is the energy going to come from？
我就马上就81岁了，我哪里有这样的能力、力量可以来做这些
？If you've called me to do it, you've got to provide what I need.
如果你呼召我来做这些，你就一定要供给我。
And you know what？
你知道吗
？He does.
他确实做了。
Yeah, I could get Pentecostal happy right now.
我现在就有那种灵恩的这样的欢乐。
That's why I like that song. You see, like this, and then.
所以我就特别喜欢你那个可以扭来扭去的歌。
Because I have learned over the years that whenever God says go, He also says I will provide.
因为这么多年我都学会了，但每当上帝说去，他就必定说我一定要供给。
And God is doing a work right here in this congregation.
上帝在此时此刻就在我们会众中间，就是做这样的工。
And as you, a people of God here, have been willing to move ahead, God has provided for you.
如果你们作为神的子民，你愿意能够来接受上帝所供给的。
Is that not true?
这是不是真的
？Well, in English, we say Amen.
在英文我们大家说 Amen 我们中文也同样 Amen 大家来说 Amen
Now in Chinese you say
Amen 阿门阿门
Okay I want you to get excited about the fact that as God moves you ahead sometimes it may look dark but if he says go he's with you
我想让你知道这样的来非常兴奋的知道这个事实当上帝说你要往前走的时候他就会推动你来供给你让你去。
He is preparing you
他要来装备你。
Now, the word for equip or make perfect in the original language is very interesting.
在这个中间有一个词就成全你们，在原文中间非常有意思。
The word really means to put together, to mend, or to heal.
它这个字的原文是把两个东西放在一起，目的是要为了让它能够修补，让它能够医治，能够好。
The word in the original language is never used today.
这个原文这个意思今天很少这样用。
But in that day it was used often.
但在那个时候常常用。
When the fishermen went to mend their broken nets, it was the word they used.
渔夫当他们要补他们网的时候，就是用这个字。
When the doctor began to set the broken bone, it was the word he used.
当大夫要把这个骨折骨头要把它连在一起，就用这个字。
When the sailor began to prepare his ship to go into the ocean, it was the word he used to prepare the ship.
当这个水手当他们要把他们的船都准备好要准备进入就 航程的时候他们就用了这个字
When the soldiers began to get their supply of arms to go to battle that was the word they used
当士兵们当他们把他们自己的军器都准备好要准备参战的时候就用了这个字
This is the way God equips you
上帝就是要如此来成全我们装备我们
He prepares you by bringing you into a whole relationship with him that you are prepared to go and do his work.
他来装备我们准备我们让我们和他有一个这样的关系我们可以做好准备与他同行。
When I was about 11 years old, I had a very serious bone disease.
我大概11岁的时候我有一个很严重的骨头的疾病。
If you get the disease today, they can take care of you in just a few weeks with medication.
如果你今天要得这样的病可能他们大概几个礼拜你吃药就可以解决问题。
But none of that medication was available 65 years ago.
在65年之前这些药都没有还没有出来。
So the only way they could take care of me was to cut open the bone and remove the marrow from the bone.
他们唯一能做的就是要把骨头要把它砍开然后把中间骨髓要把它除掉。
And for a year and a half, I walked on crutches.
大概一个半月左一年半的时间，我都是拄着拐杖而走。
First 6 months, I had a cast up to my thigh.
在前六个月，我中间有那些骨。
Next 6 months, I had a calf to my knee.
Cast. Yeah, cast. Yeah. 就石膏打石膏打在上面，然后再打的这个膝盖。
It was very painful.
非常的疼痛
Not the bone,
不是骨头疼
But walking on crutches at the age of 12 and 13 when all of my friends were out running around
就是在十二三岁的时候你所有的朋友都是在跑来跑去玩然后你自己一定要拄着拐杖
I wasn't allowed to do it
但是我不准他们不准我做
When the doctor pronounced that I was healedI started running again.
当医生说我完全恢复了，我就可以开始跑。
And I haven't stopped since.
我直到今天都没停下来。
You know why I tell you that?
那你知道为什么给你讲这故事呢？
There are some of you that are Christians today and followers of Jesus.
你们中间有些基督徒，有些耶稣的门徒。
And you look very nice and very spiritual in church.
你们在教会里面看起来都很好，好像都很属灵。
But the fact is, you're walking on crutches.
但事实上，你们是拄着拐杖在走。
Because there are things that need to happen in your life by the grace of God to make you whole.
在你们的生命中，你们需要上帝的恩典在你们生命中做工，让你能够完全。
And even though you're a follower of Jesus, He's not able to use you.
虽然你是耶稣基督的门徒，他没有办法使用你。
You need healing today by the power of the Holy Spirit.
你需要圣灵的能力来使得你得到医治。
So that you can be made perfect for His service.
所以你可以被成全来侍奉主。
But if there's anger in your heart, you're on crutches.
如果你心中有愤怒，你是在拄着拐杖。
If there's unforgiveness in your heart, You're on crutches.
如果你心中没有饶恕，你是拄着拐杖。
If there's resentment in your life, you're on crutches.
如果你的生命中有不满，你在拄着拐杖。
You may be a follower of Jesus, but he's not able to use you.
你可能是神的门徒，但是他没有办法使用你。
But he will use you.
但他将会使用你。
And he can use you.
他可以来使用你。
Because by the blood of Christ and his power of the Holy Spirit, he can equip you to go and to fulfill his will in your life.
借着耶稣的宝血和圣灵的大能，他能够成全你，能够让你去来成就上帝在你生命中间的旨意。
So in just a few moments, I'll pronounce the benediction.
在几分钟之后，我将会来祝祷。
And again, I will ask God to give you his Shalom.
我将会请求上帝给你他的 Shalom.
And if you're a follower of Jesus, you will go with the peace of God that passes understanding.
如果你是耶稣基督的门徒，你将会带着出人意料的平安，主耶稣的平安而走。
If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you're going to go with confidence that the covenant is sealed in the blood of Christ.
如果你是耶稣基督的门徒，你就会带着这样的一个确据，在你这一个约是由耶稣基督宝血已经使得它能够稳固。
If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you are going to go, and the great shepherd of your soul is going to be with you.
当你要是耶稣基督的门徒，你会有这样的信心，你自己灵魂的牧人会与你同行。
And as you go, you're going to go with the blessing and the knowledge of his healing power that equips you for his service.
当你离开的时候，你会知道他自主耶上帝的祝福，还有他的医治会来成全你，来行他的心意。
And your response to that blessing?
你对他的回应是什么
？Obedience and praise.
顺服还有赞美。
Obedience and praise.
顺服赞美。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Almighty God, we thank you that we are a blessed people.
全能的上帝，我们感谢你，我们是蒙福的人。
You don't give us peace like the world.
你给我们的平安不是这个世人所给的。
But you provide for us in every way that we may serve you and be your witness.
你用各样的方式来供给我们，所以我们可以来做你自己的见证人。
Forgive us if we have been disobedient.
如果我们不顺服，主啊，饶恕我们。
And receive, O God, the praise of our hearts.
来接受我们自己心向你献上的赞美。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. We use 下首歌来回应啊。
Sing this next song as a response to the Lord. Yeah, we invite you to stand.